Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for spending 30 minutes with me. As a matter of fact, more importantly, spending 30 minutes in the Word of God here today. And I love hearing from so many of you that are on your way to work here in the morning. There's no better way to start your day than to get the Word of God in you. And that's what we're going to do today. We're tuning into God's frequency. God has a word for you today. We're tuning into His frequency, and God is going to talk today about the perseverance of the saints. We're going to look at the question, can I lose my salvation? It's been wondered and asked and talked about for years. We're at the Pea and Tulip, which believes that the saints, the true saints, all those that were called and chosen by God from before the foundation of the world, which is every Christian, by the way, will persevere until the end and cross the finish line. So that's what we're looking at. This will air today and tomorrow. And then for the rest of this week, we'll get into where I was at in 1 Peter the week before last and yesterday. So we have a couple of those sermons to play. Also, too, I'm pleased to announce now that the Island Community Church app is now out there. The Apple one is out. The Google, I'm having a hard time finding that one out. But the Apple app is out now. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad tablet, you can go to the App Store and search for Island Community Church FL, like Florida, because there's more than one Island Community Church in there. So make sure that you search for us. You'll find us in there, Island Community Church FL for Florida, and we'll be live streaming all of our services from there. Sunday morning at 10:30, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, you'll be able to give from there. There's other things you'll be able to do from there. So finally, we have our own app that won't be subject anymore to Google or Facebook or YouTube or anyone else that can come and censor our program or delete it if I say something that they don't like. Finally, we won't be at their mercy anymore. So the one for Google and Android is coming. It should have been here already. That's maybe just days away. So you'll be able, whether you have an Android phone or an iPhone, you can download the Island Community Church app, watch our services Sunday or Wednesday. Okay, let's get into the Word. This is part one now again. This will wrap up tomorrow. We're up to the Pea and Tulip, the perseverance of the saints.
So awesome to see so many people here today. Amen to that. God's doing a great work here at this church. And I can't wait for Sundays each and every week. See what He's going to do next. We're looking here today. Well, we're going to expound here today on my favorite topic as it relates to salvation. And that would be the perseverance of the saints. The Pea and Tulip. Or I could say, we could say, can I lose my salvation? What does the Bible say about all this? This is the last week in our study on the sovereignty of God. Ultimately, we've been looking at how does God save a person? I guess today we could ask, could God lose a person? No one's even trying to help me today. Where are the knotted heads? Can God lose a person? We've been looking at 5 points concerning this topic. Number one was total depravity. I get it. There is no good thing in you. You're not holding on to something good. You're not going to just run and run until you're tired of running and then on your own say, all right, I choose God. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says, and you, Ephesians 2:1, you He made alive who were dead and transgressions and sins. Dead people can't save themselves because there's no life in you. You're dead. You need help. Someone's got to help you. Someone has to invade your solar system for you to be saved. And praise God, someone's done that. The second thing, unconditional election. That is, God saved you because he felt like it. No conditions. There's no conditions attached. Romans 5 and 8, God demonstrates, like Justin Wilson would say, God demonstrates his own love toward you. And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died for us while we were sinners. In our worst state, when there was nothing lovable about us, he died for us. How much now, imagine, how much now do you think he loves us and cares for us? And also, as others believe, some people think, well, he looked down the corridors of time and saw all those that would have faith and saved those. No, we believe that God saved us with no conditions because it was his sovereign will to do that. So, last week we looked at limited atonement. That is, some people, the Calvinists and others, believe that the Lord only died for the elect and used the verse, Romans 9:11, Jacob I've loved and Esau I've hated. So God loves his own and hates everyone else like Esau. The only problem is 98% of the world is unbelievers. That would mean God hates 98% of the world and only loves us. And then you'd have to change certain scriptures in the Bible if that were true, right? The perfect example God gave me was that of the rich young ruler, where we know went away as an unbeliever. He left gloomy because he was unwilling to do what Jesus said to him. But the Bible says that Jesus looked at him and loved him. But you'd have to change that to read, then Jesus looked at him and he hated him and said, tough luck, kid. Jacob I've loved, but Esau I've hated. That's damnable heresy. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him would not perish. God loves everyone in the world. Some receive that, others don't. We read about the Lord Jesus. It says that there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. And as many as received him, to them they gave the authority to become children of God. Not everyone's going to receive him. God says, all day long I've stretched out my arms to a disobedient and obstinate people. Jesus said, Jerusalem, how long I've wanted to gather you together as a hen gathers chicks under her wing, but you were not willing. Last chapter of the Bible says, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Salvation is available to all, as many as the Lord our God will call. See, there's tension on this rope. It's available to all, but you've got to be called. And you've got to respond. I skipped over number 4 because that kind of mixed with number 2. And that was number 4, if we would have had a sermon on that, would have been irresistible grace. And I could prove to everyone in this church that on the day that you believed and came to Christ is the day you were going to believe and came to Christ. Every one of you, think back of your salvation. Is there anyone here that wants to get up here in this pulpit, and I'll sit down, and tell all of us how you were going to refuse Christ on the day you received him? Anybody? You all have got great fond memories, right? Imagine saying no to him on that day. It's irresistible. The day that God called you, no one's going to say no. It's the day you open up your eyes. Irresistible. This week we come to my favorite, number 5, the perseverance of the saints. This doctrine teaches that Christians will make it to the end and cross the finish line. And this because of our sovereign God who keeps us in his grip. Hallelujah. First, I want to start with the reasons that people have given, and even I used to believe this before my eyes were open to this. Well, before I walked with the Lord longer, you know, the more longer you walk with him, the more you read, the more you understand. So when I had a shallow understanding, I used to believe, because of these verses that we're going to look at, that a person could lose their salvation. The reasons that people give support in the notion a person can lose their salvation, well, first of all, the reasons are mainly given by people that don't believe in the sovereignty of God, period, regarding anything. Here's something I've learned in life. Charismatics don't believe in the sovereignty of God. Number 2, charismatics can't believe in the sovereignty of God. They can't. Because if you're a charismatic, you think you are sovereign. Come on, fess up now, admit that. You think you have the power over healing. You don't. I got news for you today. God's got the power over healing. You don't command healing, you pray to God. It's not for yours to command. The Bible tells you what to do when someone's sick. There's someone in this church today that came to us that was sick, and we followed the Bible's way about it, and praise God, he's not sick anymore. And he's here to give a testimony if you want. There are right ways. God is sovereign over everything. If they're right and God does not have the power and the authority and active interest in overseeing his creation, then I reckon that everyone can lose their salvation. As many as the devil has time to take out, seeing he can only be in one place at one time. If God is not sovereign, you'd lose your salvation. How could you not? Now, the places that seem to support this, the first one, if you'd like to turn with me, is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Any charismatic person will tell you that praying a prayer, if it be thy will, is like showing the cross to Count Dracula. They never pray that way. They cannot pray that way. They will admonish you. They'll pull you aside for praying that way. But yet the Son of God prays that way. It's your choice. I recommend you pray like Jesus did and understand that your life and what happens in your life is in his hands. He's in control of your life. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Again, these were things in my young walk as a Christian that I believed seemed to imply to me that you could lose your salvation. We don't sweep anything under the carpet here. I want to look at all. There's an answer to these questions. All right, 1 Corinthians 15, 1, out of the King Jimmy. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Remember that. It says, if ye. Now remember, ye means you. Ye in King James English, any pronoun with a Y means plural. Any pronoun with a T means singular. So thee and thou is talking about one. Ye, or even you, is talking plural. But he says, if ye keep in memory, meaning that's your job, meaning you've got something to remember. You have to remember something to remain saved, which is terrible news for some of you. You've got to remember something to be saved. That's what he said. Not good news for those of you with a faulty memory. He says, this is where you stand, and this is how you're saved, if you do something. If you don't forget what I preach to you, that burden falls on you. That's one of the reasons why I used to say, he's saying I could lose my salvation. That's what it appears to be. All right, place number two is Colossians chapter 1. 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians. Right after Philippians is Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Okay. Now Paul again, he says, and you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Notice again the phrase, if ye continue. This is on you. You see, what these are here, I call them threats, but that might seem too harsh for you. I'll call them, these are exhortations. Paul is exhorting you not to give up, to keep walking in the faith. That you, it's an exhortation for you to continue on in the faith and cross the finish line in faith. He's not teaching theology here. He's encouraging you not to give up. All right, place number three. Last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3, a famous lose your salvation verse. Romans. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Easy to find this book, right? Revelation 3:5. The Lord says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. No comment. Hebrews chapter 6. We'll answer that. Hebrews, just a couple books before that, Hebrews chapter 6. Now this is everyone else's favorite you can lose your salvation verse. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. It says, for it is impossible for those that were once, Hebrews 6, 4. It is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Now that sounds like a pretty solid argument to me, doesn't it? Let's start here and work my way up. It seems in Hebrews he's talking about losing your salvation, but that's not the case. The text here in Hebrews, he's referring to Jews. persecuted Jews who were officially considering, all right, this is it. I officially am going to walk away from Christianity here on the 12th day of July, 2020. And I'm going back to leeks and onions. That's what these people were about to do. And when you make that proclamation, you're toast. These Jews, whoever it is that wrote Hebrews is saying, if you walk away from this point on, there's nothing anyone can do for you. We can't crucify Jesus again. He's not going to get up on the cross again. There's nothing left for you. If after what he did, is if you were going to walk away from the blood of Jesus Christ and thumb your nose at that and go back to keeping the law, then you're gone. There's nothing left for you. As it says, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. That's another place, Hebrews 10. If we sin willfully after receiving a knowledge of the truth, then there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but just a certain fearful expectation of judgment. So that's not what that's saying. That's not saying that if you slip up and fall away, you can't come back. That was written specifically to them. That if you swear off Jesus Christ forever and walk away, is what that's saying. Not to you for stumbling or drifting or falling away. Has there anyone here other than me ever fallen away for a time and come back? Everyone except Darren. That's pretty good. Since Donna's not here today. Don't you love people like that? Accept Christ in 1932 and never fall away, you know? Golly, I wish I was one of them. All right, let's move on. Now, the reference to Revelation 3:5, which instead of being a threat, is actually a promise. That for all of you that cross the finish line, nothing will ever cause your name to be taken out of the book of life. Read it again. It's not a threat. It's a promise. For all of you that persevere in the faith, for all of you that cross the finish line, I promise I or no one else will ever erase your name out of the book of life.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church starts praying, strong walls start to break. Oh. revival rising. I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. 'Cause we believe.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM. 102.3.
Near enough to make a difference here. It's all too